Alright,
Okay.
alright.
Dog, let's just do it. Let's just do it.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. It's Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
No, oh, hey Miles.
All right, Bob.
You gonna be okay?
I'm gonna be okay. I had a lot of chili just a few minutes ago.
I know you eat at the weirdest times. I swear.
Yes, it's midnight right now as we record it.
I was gonna say, no wonder you have irritable bowel syndrome. Eat like your eating schedule is so effed up.
I know.
I do like LBJ did. I sleep for 2 hours and then I eat, and then I stay up for 8 hours and I sleep for 2 hours and I eat.
Yeah. Other part is,
I never get anything accomplished.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, static radio. Static radio.
Oh my goodness. So, big Thanksgiving weekend here.
Thanksgiving's over.
Yeah, another one down. And if you recall Miles' title.
Yes.
This is actually, you know, I'll be like a woman here. This is an anniversary of sorts.
All right.
If you remember.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving weekend in 1998, we did our first show.
We did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was about the blue stuff. Yeah, the movie idea. And they're like, what if, you know, kind of like a They Live kind of thing where you saw... Wow.
Is that like first show?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think I came up with that idea until much later.
No, right out of the gate.
Yeah, well, there you go.
The blue lips.
The blue lips, yes. I will not go into what that means, but yes, there's the blue lips.
Well, maybe I'll post that old show somewhere. I don't know. There you go. That'll be a Facebook thing. I will try to dig that up and post it along with this show, and you can find it on Facebook as a Facebook bonus.
The world's longest running podcast.
Well, yeah, I suppose. We were actually doing this before they were called podcasts, but that's...
Yeah, so everyone else can suck it, because...
But yeah, I had, you know, we talked about this, I'd worked on some stuff, and then we did our first test recording over Thanksgiving weekend in 1998, and we launched the site then January 1st, 1999.
Yeah.
So... But actually, those shows actually just made it on the site. It didn't matter. They weren't tests. They just became real shows.
It doesn't matter anyway, because none of your links work anyway, so...
Oh, really? Are they all broken now?
I tried a link to Mystic Sucknut, and I could not get it.
Oh, really? Well, I'll have to figure that out. Well, that could be old, though. How old was that?
I don't know. It was back like 7 or something.
Yeah, I know. Some of the older links are broken because we've changed over the years. Everything's changed since then. My God, I mean, there's been cell phones that do more now than our computers did back then. Come on.
Well, why don't you get working on that?
Well, if you had a little more particulars, then I would. Send me the link and I'll try to fix it.
All right, we'll get on it now.
Well, come on. You got to give me a little more than this don't work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, come on, you know, jeez.
I won't go into it. It's too long.
Why were you that the one you were playing, trying to play it over Thanksgiving?
Yeah, because, you know, once in a while, like, people are like, hey, Miles, this is Miles, and he does this, you know, underground thing. And
well, it's probably an old link. The Mystic Sucknut is out there if you search for it, so.
Well, I couldn't find it, so.
Well, that's because you don't know how to use a computer.
A Google machine.
Let me see if I can find it really quick here while you say something.
Come on, people are listening. It's going to work now. They don't want to hear you.
They don't want to hear me show you up or anything.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah. Yeah, that's
No,
right.
no one wants to hear that. Oh my goodness. No, why would they want to hear that?
No one would want to hear it. I
Jeez,
wouldn't want to hear it. I don't know.
nobody wants to hear that business. Oh, jeez. Oh wait, here it is. It's from June 2000. Mystic Sucknut.
Yep.
Let me click on it here.
No, come on, really.
Oh, here it is.
No
Mystic
one has, no one
Sucknut.
wants to even hear this now. No one's even interested at this point.
Oh yeah. Okay, never mind then.
Because
June
he's making all this
2000.
up. He's making this up, everybody. Okay.
I'm
This
not
is
making it
all
up. I found it.
a made up
All
thing.
right. All right, whatever. So, what's going on? You had a big like a travel log here or something this weekend.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's, I'm very interested to hear about this traveling that you did. Lots of pictures, yeah.
I went to my sister's house for Thanksgiving, as I've been doing in recent years.
Hey, can you tell me, did she wear regular shoes or galoshes?
She was wearing my shoes for the most part because it spoke. I go, where the hell are my shoes at?
So did you just grab a hold of a pair of shoes that's close by, or what?
Yeah, like she just grabs my shoes and takes off to go smoking. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, where are my shoes at?
Right?
I've got my half hour preparation time to get my shoes on because of my giant belly.
I can't see my shoes.
Where are my shoes?
And
Kids! Kids, where's daddy's shoes?
no, I was like, it's like I'm in this farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere, and
Yeah. Did they move?
And well, I was well. Technically, it's my niece's house, I suppose. And
Oh, okay. So you were at a different house.
it's
Okay.
kind of a modern. It's more modern, I suppose, than my sister's old house. You know.
Yeah. Do they have a lock on the bathroom door? Because I recall that was broken when I was there.
That would probably still be the case. Yes, but
Yeah, that was a little tough, taking a crap in the morning there.
everybody, look it.
I gotta do my hair. Bob's taking a crap. Thank you.
So, yeah, it was just a weird. It was a weird weekend. It was weirdness.
They have doors on all the rooms.
Yes.
All right, just checking. If I recall, your sister's bedroom was kind of wide open.
It might still be actually.
And
Yeah.
she was just like, "Yeah, hey, whatever you see." That was her attitude.
Whatever you see. Okay. I don't remember that,
Well, that and the fact that she wanted us to sleep together, but that was all.
well, that was different. Yeah,
Yeah, that was a little bit different.
this stuff was a phase me and you were going through or something.
Yeah.
You figure, while they're in college, maybe you're
Yeah.
experimenting.
Interesting that she's been back to college three or four times, but that's a whole other story.
That's it.
So you're up at your sis's house or your niece's house.
My niece's house, yeah, and just all this weird stuff's going on. It's like,
Which they call life up
but
there.
I got bored one day. I went out arrowhead hunting. I come back, and they're like, "Hey, some guy almost shot you. He's out there deer hunting."
I could see maybe if he mistook you for a bear,
Yeah.
but not a deer.
I was wearing like a green jacket with a big white stripe on it, so hopefully I wasn't mistaken.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So that was weird. That's like no story at all, but that's just
Well,
something.
when you bent over, though, there was a nice white patch.
Yes. Well, I knew it was a true story because I
Sticking
almost did
out.
slip and fall on my ass, muddy spot. And they said, "Oh yeah, this guy saw you almost fall on your ass." I go, "Well, okay, this must be true, you know."
Yeah, well, that pretty much happens every time you leave the house, but.
So anyway, yeah, so like every time I go up there, like there's this guy I know named Jeff. And Jeff is like one of the very, very few people from high school that will like even recognize my presence on the planet, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone else is like, "I think we know him, but we're not sure."
Yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah.
He's either a classmate or just a random pervert.
Yeah, they can't, like, it's either that guy that killed those 14 kids and buried them in the backyard, or else we.
Right.
So every time, it's always like, "Hey, we should meet up." And it never happens. And
Well, mostly because of you, I think, but yeah.
also because I'm a wuss,
Yeah.
because He's always like, let's get a drink. Let's get drunk and drink.
Yeah. You
know, at Jeff, I can't get drunk and drink.
You know? Why don't we get drunk and screw? I think that.
Why don't we get drunk? Let's have a mandate. Mandate.
Yeah.
And I finally said yes. I said, okay, I will do it.
Cool. Yeah, I saw the pictures. It was very nice.
Plus, he had some free stuff for me, which, of course, is always a bonus.
Oh, wow. There was the tip. That was tip the scale right there.
And I knew he was going to be buying the drink, so I said,
can't make it. Oh, wait, yeah, I can make it all of a sudden. Yeah, I can make it.
I think I can make it for free pizza and beer. Okay. Yeah,
and some autographed something or another.
Football. And so, yeah, so I had to drive a little ways, and I got there, and...
And you sing the fight song, the old school fight song?
We did, actually. I did. He claimed he did not know the words to it, which, like, he was, like, in every sport. You know, I was, like, in no sports, you know?
Right.
I was kind of in this...
You played the kazoo in the band. I remember that.
I was in the band for a couple of years. That was about my highlight of my whole high school career.
Well, then you just about killed yourself, so...
Well, okay, wait. I did not try to kill myself. My friend at the time tried to kill me, okay?
Now, oh, okay, well, there you
yeah,
go.
That was none of my doing. I just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, but...
Well, your mom says now, but...
I don't know who cut the brake lines to that damn car, but when I find out.
At the time, she was thinking, you know, empty nest right now is what
so,
she was thinking.
Yeah, I know. So, like, so I'm talking to Jeff. So we were there with some people that, like, had graduated before and after us, you know, a little bit. And...
Gotcha. He was your social connection.
Or it was people that graduated with us and after us. Okay, but not before us. Okay. Oh, no, it was one guy before. Okay, so it was people before us, during, and after. Okay.
All right, that's good.
So, we reminisced. We reminisced about us sneaking into a wet T-shirt contest when we were underage.
That's good. That's a good one.
We reminisced and a few other things there. And
cool, and you got free pizza.
Jeff told me how he got thrown off all the sports teams, you know, which was I didn't know about, you know. And
he seems to be a little bit of a rebel. If he's still talking to you, he can't be a team player.
We talked about all the girls we were whacking it to back then. And,
any of them at the table with you?
No, there was not. Luckily now, I was like, hey, what about that?
Do you remember Betty and Veronica? Oh, hi, Veronica.
I saw that Melissa. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
God. Oh, that's nice. That's a good conversation.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, look at our waitress.
Yes. I was like, I brought Flat Manny with me. I got, you know, I don't want to say Jeff. It's been a little while for Jeff, but he's like, hey, take my picture. He goes, I'm going to throw up the shocker, right?
Right, yeah.
I go, Jeff, you don't bend back the middle finger. It's actually your ring. It was sad. I had to coach him on the shot.
Oh, yeah. That is sad.
That was sad. You know, the guy's like, you know, like 50-something years old, and I had to show him how to do his.
I thought you guys graduated together.
No, we did.
Okay.
I was making it.
Oh, okay. I see.
But, so, yeah, he so desperately wants to be on the show, and he's like, you know, Bob hates me and Manny hates
me.
I
don't hate him.
I don't know what this is about, Jeff. They love you. So if you could just say, I love Jeff right now.
I'm not going to say I love Jeff.
Could you say I respect Jeff?
I would say I know who Jeff is.
I would allow Jeff to buy me a free drink.
Oh, certainly. I probably would allow him to buy a free drink, yes.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
So I may give it to somebody else, but I'll allow him to buy me a drink, yes.
So I'm like, hey, man, let's get a picture of one of these waitresses, man.
Yeah, you were on the scam right there, I can tell.
And there was one I picked out because this girl looked just like this girl I knew from high school that I used to kind of, you know.
Whack it too, apparently.
It's like the only girl that ever talked to me in like 4 years of high school. I'm like,
hungry like the wolf.
It's Melissa. It's all over again. So
I break from the crowd. I'm on the hunt. I'm after you.
So we go. He's like, he's leading the charge. Like, hey, come on, her. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, you got somebody who's even more into it than you are.
Oh, off the chart into it. Yeah, he's like, I'll get her. I'm like, okay, ho, yeah, ho, big boy, come on, hold on, daddy.
I will say that was one of the nicer pictures, I will say, yes.
And then I saw the blonde there with her. I'm like, well, wait, we're going to get two for one here,
nice.
I'm like, I'm no dummy. Hey, and he does like all the talking, like, hey, listen,
There's this kid, he's got Make-A-Wish, and...
Dad's here right now. And...
Yeah, the fat guy over there is his dad. I mean, you can see, just look at him, his chromosomes are all fucked up. So
yeah, he's not right.
He's not right, so just if you hold this up and kiss it, you know.
Because they held it up at first, and I'm like, okay, now could you do the one where you're like acting like you're going to kiss it?
Yeah.
Which is weird, because they both had their eyes open, which I...
Well, yeah, that's what you... That's the way you don't like it. Don't look at me. That's right, yeah.
And I'm like, now could you kiss each other maybe for the camera? No. No, actually, you know what's funny was one of our classmates was there, and his wife, actually, I've never met his wife before. Very beautiful lady. Very, very beautiful lady.
Why did you get her a picture of her?
Oh, we tried. We were trying so hard, you know.
Yeah, I bet you were.
We don't know you. You really don't know us, but I'd like you to kiss this object.
My paper doll, my laminated doll.
I'd like you to put this in both your hands and kiss it.
You know, it's laminated for a reason.
I'd like you to kiss it, and then I'd like you to kiss the laminated doll, too.
That's right.
No, she was very, taken back by all the dirty talk, I think, at the table. So.
Can I get you to kiss Manny and his rabbit?
Yeah.
Then you pull your pockets out.
And, I think all the whacking it talk might have scared her off a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, especially when her husband was joining in so heavily.
Yeah, you know, he was having a little laugh too.
Oh, yeah, I whacked it there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course, this guy. Oh, yeah, I had her. Don't worry about that. I had her, yeah.
Oh, he was. Oh, my gosh, he was admitting to his conquests.
Well, he wasn't saying it loud enough for his wife to hear.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. You know. That's interesting.
So, yeah, so we had all that, and what else here? So, and then the last part...
If you'd like to see these pictures, they're on the Flat Manny Fan Club on Facebook, so...
Yeah, just go to Miles' title, you'll see some of them.
Yeah, very nice.
One on Twitter.
On the Twitters.
And then a couple other things real fast. I'm sorry to take up the whole show with this.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever.
Couple quick things real fast. This is kind of out of sequence, but so Thursday night, you know, everyone's doing that, you know, pre-Black Friday.
Right, yeah, you went out to Target or something.
Thing, and my niece was like, you know, I don't want to go by myself, but I need, you know, I'd like to go shopping for my son. Would you guys go with me? And we said yes. And
they go, if I bring a disabled person, I can get in the front line.
Due to his fatness.
Sorry. And I've got this camera, CCTV camera footage you at a gas station when your car broke down, and I'm going to show that as proof of your disabilities.
So, yeah, thank you. Yeah. So I thought my son wanted to come on the show tonight. He was so anxious because he actually got pushed out of the way by a woman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she literally, I didn't see this happen, but she basically pushed him out of the way to get to something. She's like,
get out of here. Straight-armed him, huh?
Yeah, basically, like, get out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I heard that my other niece got punched in the face at a Walmart down in Kentucky.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to get to, like, something. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, so no more, you know, I don't go on Black Friday. I don't know about you, but I don't.
I don't. Well, you know, I long time ago when my kids were small, I would go. We'd go up to my parents' house in Decatur, where it's not quite so crowded, and I would get up early and I would go out to some of the Black Friday stuff.
Yeah.
For my kids, but there was never any kind of violence or anything. But
nowadays, it's like people are getting killed and hurt.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done that for a number of years. But yeah, I went out a few times and got some things, but I never did it here in St. Louis because there's just too many people.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning in Decatur and go run around and do stuff when there's not hardly anybody out because they're all still, sleeping off their heroin.
Right. Well, it's Decatur, yes.
It is Decatur. So
the last part, and this was our last day there, which is yesterday, is... I don't, I like, you know, as you know, I am the Iowa autograph whore.
You are, yes. I saw you went and visited somebody.
Jeff did get me an autograph, which was very nice. Jeff, thank you very much. Thank you.
Did you buy him a drink for that or no?
I attempted to, and he declined, so I left.
Well, that's probably he's where I worried you're gonna roofie him and
No, I was worried about he was going to roofie me. The guy didn't know how to do the shocker. I'm like, uh-oh.
Well,
Might be a while, since Jeff, who knows?
it's not like, he's totally clued into all this business, He's
I
just
should have brought the yearbook with, so at least he had some material to work with. Like, hey.
Well, maybe he's a reverse shocker. Maybe he's two in the stink and one in the bank.
Yeah, the way he was doing it, I think. Yeah, I don't know what style he's got going on. Anyways.
Maybe that's his preference. I don't know.
So last day, me and Miles Jr., we went up to Romeoville,
Oh, yeah.
to Mongo's, Steve McMichael's restaurant.
Yeah, and he was there.
Not at first.
Oh, did you get some food?
Yeah, we pulled up and there's like hardly any cars there. I go, this is not a good sign because
Right.
I mean he's there for football games typically, but otherwise it's kind of hit and miss,
Sure.
And we go in and there's just really a few people there, like maybe like four people there. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I go, well, it was a gamble, but I go, well, we might as well just have something to eat while we're here.
Sure.
And so we ordered, and like 5 minutes later, guess who comes strolling in? I'm like, oh my God.
Luck of the Irish.
Luck of the Irish.
Or the
Yeah.
Polish, as the case may be.
Yes. So he sits at the bar. We're in the seating area.
Right.
There's kind of like a big bar in the middle of this place. And he sits around there and he's talking to a guy. And I'm like, I'm going to run out because I had brought a few items with me. I'm like, I'm going to.
I had a few things in the trunk just in case.
As fast as like a 300-pound guy can secretly run, yes.
Don't let him leave. Don't let him
Leave! Shoot him in the leg with the taser.
leave. That's right.
And so I bring all this stuff back, and the waitress must have saw me, and she's like, "Would you want him to sign this?" I said, "Yes."
You said no, I want him to spit on it. I don't know.
She's like, "I'm like, but I didn't." I didn't bring a Sharpie or anything because I completely didn't, think about it. She goes, I'll go get one.
Oh, wow, she's on your side.
I know. She's like really cool. This is a really cool lady. I'm like, thank you, God. What an angel. Angel, right?
Yeah, well, you probably got an appetizer and a meal.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't have an appetizer, but
She's looking for a big tip.
I did actually tip her. I gave her about $8 tip, by the way, but
Well,
so.
on a $60
Yeah,
meal.
$60. There you go, sweetheart. No, it was like a $23 bill. I gave her $8.
Oh, well, hey, look at you. Wow. Well, whenever Jeff's paying for all the rest of
I go, well, this is what I was going to spend on Jeff's, fat ass, but I guess.
it.
And so my son is like, well, should we make him come over here or should we go over there? I go, hey, you don't ask the king to come to you, man.
Oh, there you go.
You go to the king, you know what I'm saying? So,
You head over there, yeah.
and I pretend like he's never met us before, even though he actually has. We
Oh,
had
yeah, several times, yes.
several times.
It's a wonder he didn't mistake you for a relative.
Hello, my name is Ralph. I'm from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
I'm near Ireland, from Ireland.
It's
Hello.
like, ah, the McMichaels.
Maybe really related McMichael.
Yeah.
And so where you got like 100 things, he's like, oh,
Oh, jeez, Louise.
I gotta. So he signs one of them. He signs the first thing, no problem. We're having
Yeah.
like this dollar bill signed, and he's like, this is a federal offense. I think
Yeah.
it's already been signed, like by six different people,
Right, yeah.
So he signs that, and I give him this football I recently got.
Right.
And he goes to sign it, and the Sharpie goes dead.
Lick it. Lick it.
Oh my God. It was like, no.
Oh my gosh.
And luckily, the lady at the bar had another one. Oh, here you go. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, you go or a Sharpie now. Those are like $2. So out of $8, you only got six because you had to buy a new Sharpie.
And, like, he's all decked out, like, in, you know, the Chicago Slaughter gear, you know.
Right, I thought he got, you know, the axe.
Well, that's what I thought, too. I don't know, maybe he's a fan, I don't know. But he was all, he had his sunglasses on and all this. And
yeah.
He's like, I go, hey, could you write F the Packers on there?
You got him to write it?
And he's like, he didn't say anything, but he hesitated for a minute.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, he's not going to, although I have seen him sign it with other people.
Right.
And he did do it.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so, like, we're throwing, like, everything I can think of. Like, would you sign my moobs? You
know what I mean? Oh, nice.
Anything I could think of, you know, my signs. And so then we're like, you know, can we hustle some pictures? So I get some pictures. And I go, this is going to sound a little weird, but I have this little laminated thing. That,
you got a paper doll I want to show you.
That this stuck-up lady last night would not sign, would not kiss. But,
yeah. You didn't ask him to kiss it.
No. Yeah. I should have done that. I should have said, this is the really weird part.
I want you to have your kid back up, and you're like, okay, the end of this, dad's going to ask him to kiss it, and you're going to get a picture of him punching me in the face.
And I get like $3 million.
That's a pow. He just lays you right out.
And no, he did it. He, like, there was like 1 second hesitation, and it was like, okay.
Yeah, no, he
I think he maybe, I don't know, maybe he had a few cocktails. I don't know. He was pretty pretty loose. He was
there you go.
So
I thought it was a good picture. I thought it was good.
So then he signs all that, and then there's this table full of women, you know, about their 40s, I'd say.
Yeah.
And he goes over there, and all of a sudden, like, he starts whipping out, like, these colorful, like, 8x10s, you know?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Did you get one of those now?
Yeah, well, he's got like, a briefcase he brings in.
Yeah. And,
like, all of a sudden, he produces, like, these 8x10s, and he starts signing them for these girls. I'm like, oh, damn it, man. I go, shit, I wish he would have had that. I would have had some of those.
Right? You want everything.
I'm so greedy. I'm so greedy. You know,
you can't, like, leave the guy alone. I mean, come on. Like,
could you pack? You know, could you give us gas money for the
week? Yeah, really. I'm such a big fan. Can you pay for my dinner?
Yeah, and next thing I know, he heads over a table. Like, he read my mind. He goes, "Here, kid." And he signs a couple more. I'm like, "Oh my god."
Well, that's awful nice of him.
I know. I'm like, could you personalize this? You know, to Bob and Matt, you suck balls. You know, stuff like that.
Oh, nice. I hope you didn't do that.
No, I don't want to get beat up. Right? So, yeah, so he left, and so, yeah, it was really cool.
So he ended up taking off then after that?
Well, we did.
Oh, you did? I thought you said he left.
No, he got into a conversation with some guy at the bar about killing people and stuff like that. So.
Oh, that's great.
Allegedly. He allegedly said it. I don't know. I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything.
If I see one more of these motherfucking fans with a trunk load of shit.
That Polack bastard over there. I'm gonna...
That's right. If he didn't have a kid with him, he'd be dead.
No, but that, you know, like, we're interrupting him. He's trying to eat. We come up with questions, you know.
Yeah, oh, jeez.
Do you remember when you were in the Super Bowl?
Fuck yeah, I remember when I was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was great. That was good.
Do you remember what the best commercial of that year was? No.
No. No, but, you know, my son got a autograph for a girl he knows from high school there. And
oh, hey.
He's like, yeah, I know this girl. And
Hello.
Hello.
They're not going to be able to find the phone now.
Yeah, I know. Hold on.
Do I need to pause it here?
No, it's okay. It's McMichael. Yeah. I was going to have him call in tonight. I'm just going to have to call in another time. Don't worry about it. So,
all right.
He's like, I know this girl, and her dad has thrown away all her bear stuff.
Yeah.
Could you? The guy's an alcoholic, drunk, or something. I don't know what.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And
well, I can see you're training your son to go for the high self-esteem girls so that he will have chance there.
It was a friend of his. And,
all right, yeah.
But Michael's like, do you know the dad? And, you know, and my son's like, well, no. He's like, well, you know, Tom, if he does it again, I'm going to beat the crap out of him. Allegedly. I did not hear this.
That's hilarious.
Allegedly. So, yeah, we had a good time, yeah.
Oh, that's a great time.
Yeah.
Wow. Iowa Autograph Horse strikes again.
The only thing that pissed me off was, and this part didn't piss me off, but I bought like a bar glass for $5, you know.
Yeah.
Which is no big deal.
I didn't get a sign. Son of a bitch didn't sign.
No, I didn't want to push it at that point. I've already got like 10 signatures, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. The guy's like writing checks or something.
Oh, here, kid. Well, can I do anything else for you? Here's the gas money. Here's the burgers. Here's the...
Yeah, here's your food. Free food.
Food. And I get home, my wife, I tell my wife what's going on. We're getting unpacked from this trip. She goes, oh, you stole this. What? You stole this glass. I'm like, no, I bought it. No, you didn't. Oh, my God. She still thinks I stole this glass. I did not.
Oh, really?
Glass, you know.
That's okay. I think my brother-in-law used to travel, you know, for work.
Yeah.
And I think he stole a beer glass everywhere he traveled.
I mean, I thought about it, but I didn't do it.
I think he's got a whole big collection of them from all over the country.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, he bought drinks, so it's not like he just walked in and stole a glass. But
I just want to let everyone know I did not steal this, by the way.
Allegedly. I don't know if he did for sure.
Allegedly.
Yeah, who knows?
So we had a good time, so
that's good.
Black Friday, drinking with Jeff, meeting Mongo again for like the 10th time.
Another big, big weekend for Tidal this weekend. Oh, my goodness.
Lord, kissing waitresses.
Well, I'd say overall for me, that was the best part. So.
Yeah.
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 I like that. That's a good picture. That's going to be a hard to top one there.
You like that?
Oh, you're going to have to find some kind of, you know, you're going to have to get some celebrity or something, you know, female celebrity to top those. There you go.
Well, that's my goal.
Yeah. You'll be getting, who's the dragon woman on the Game of Thrones or something to hold Flat Manny to top these things here.
I don't know who that is.
Well, if you look it up, you'll figure it out.
Okay.
She gets naked a lot on the show, at least she used to.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you what, I just set the agenda for Miles this evening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's see, Game of Thrones, naked dragon chick.
Well, I got to get out my old yearbook first here. And I got a score to settle with a few people.
Yeah, we're going to see if those pages will still come apart.
Come on, Melissa, you know you want it. Don't look at me.
Yeah, well, that's if everything cooperates.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what a weekend.